Robert Grace and Lincoln Grace, age 6, and Casper. Connor Pope, aged...
in my 50s. Let's just leave it at that, right?
In your 50s, right.
That'll do, right?
Pricewatch at RTE.ie. Pricewatch at RTE.ie. We've loads of questions for you on holiday insurance because we sort of half dealt with it a few times.
We have done.
But we're going to immerse ourselves in it today. But will we deal with the other thing first?
Whatever suits you.
Yes, okay. And it's a holiday related one as well that came into us. Dear Connor, I've just come back from my holidays and feel like I was ripped off when it came to car hire. When I was at the desk, I was asked if I wanted extra insurance and I said no. Then I was told they'd have to freeze almost €1,000 on my credit card instead. So I took it out, as in I said yes. It cost me €30 a day, which worked out at nearly £500. Was I ripped off?
Yes and no is the answer to that question. Now, what happens when you take out car, when you hire a car overseas, and it happens to people who come over to this country as well, there's a certain base level of insurance that's automatically in place when you take out the car hire. And that means that if you write off the car, for instance, there's a cover there. Or heaven forbid, if you're in an accident and you hurt somebody, you're covered for that without taking out additional insurance. But there's always an excess on that policy. Now, that excess can be €500, it can be €1,000, it can be €2,000. And you're responsible for the first 500 or 1,000 or 2,000 euros worth of damage, right?
So they're minor.
But they can minor up to €2,000 or whatever it might be. So then what the companies do, and all companies do this, they will sell you what sometimes is called super collision damage waiver insurance or something like that, additional or extra insurance. And they will charge you a premium for it. Now, the reason why there's such a hard sell on this at car hire desks all over Europe and all over the world is because it's an extremely lucrative financial product for the company. Because when you think about it, they sell it to you and it's priced at €30 a day. So that's what, a 300, 420 quid or whatever it might be for a 2 week holiday. Now, most car insurance policies would probably cost around €400 or €500 or €600
for a year.
So they're getting, so if they're selling this super collision damage waiver insurance at that rate.
So then,
for
I
10,
think yes is the answer then.
Well,
I ripped off?
Yes and no. And I'll give you a personal experience of this. For a start, if you don't take it out, what companies then will do is they'll say, okay, well, we have to freeze a certain amount on your credit card.
Yes.
Because they have to know that if you come back and the car is dented,
scrape down the side,
or whatever it might be, and you don't have, you know, and if you don't have the cash to pay for it, well, then they're left hanging. So they freeze the money on your credit card. Now, freezing €1,000 for a lot of people, that might be a chunk of their holiday spending. So a lot of people are then faced with the reality of, well, do I pay €400 now and have access to the €1,000 I have on my credit card, or do I allow them to take? To freeze the €1,000 and not pay for it.
Okay.
And what it works, sometimes it works for people, sometimes it doesn't. What I would say to people is, if you're going to hire a car.
Well, hold on. Just before we carry on. So if they freeze the 1,000, if you have the luxury of doing that, and then you arrive back and there's nothing wrong with the car,
it's cost you nothing. It's cost you nothing.
Okay, as opposed to €500.
Exactly. But you haven't been able to use your credit card for that €1,000 for the 2 week holiday. Okay. And that might be make or break for a lot of people.
Okay.
I mean, so the important thing to remember is that to plan ahead, and to be aware of the fact that before you hit the car insurance desk, if you're not taking out the extra insurance, you're going to be hit with this freeze on your account. Yes. So be prepared for it.
And so if you have a limit on your credit card, for
example.
Exactly.
Yes. Let's say if you have a limit of €2,000 and they freeze €1,000.
Yes.
Well, then you've only got €1,000 to spend.
Yes,
and that could be impact your holiday. So just think about it in advance and put the money into your credit card.
If you could find €1,000 somewhere to put
because
into your
other,
credit
the alternative
card,
is to spend €500 on car insurance that you mightn't need.
Yes.
Okay. So what you could do, but here's the thing. If you don't take out the excess waiver insurance, the super collision damage waiver insurance, whatever it might be, and you do something to the car, you have to pay for it.
Yes.
Now, to give you an example, we were in Spain a couple of years back, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and there was an incident with the car and a parking meter or a bollard, and there was about €900 worth of damage done to the car. Had we taken out the insurance, it wouldn't have cost us anything.
Well, it would have cost you
€500.
yeah.
But we hadn't taken out the insurance because my advice was to people, don't take out the insurance. So then my wife was looking at me going, well, if only we'd taken out that insurance, we would have been better off. So really it depends on whether or not you're risk adverse or how often you're going to be using the car, because that's going to be a factor. If you're just driving the car from the airport to a campsite and then maybe to a
how
supermarket.
How comfortable you are driving in a foreign country.
So there's lots of, so I don't think the person was necessarily ripped off.
Okay.
But they did pay for something, and it's only really value for money to pay for something when you know what you're paying for.
Yeah.
And like in some instances, in some instances, you're better off paying for it. In some instances, you're not. It is a wildly expensive financial product.
Okay. Well, that's it's good that people know about that, isn't it? Okay. So holiday insurance in general, then.
Go for it.
And I know you have a wealth of knowledge on this because we've touched on it before. So we offered up your wealth of knowledge to our listeners and they came in their droves. So let's get through as many as we can. Good afternoon. We're travelling to Scotland in July and I'm wondering if we should get travel insurance.
Absolutely. And one of the weird things about people who travel to the UK from Ireland is they think, sure, I'm only going to London. Be grand. I'm only going to Scotland. And an awful lot of people say, if I'm going to the States or if I'm going on a 2-week holiday to Spain or Italy, I'll take out my travel insurance. But if I'm going to London, I'll be grand. You're just as likely to fall ill or you're just as likely to have to cancel your holiday if you're travelling to Scotland as you are as if you're travelling to Nova Scotia.
Okay.
So take it out no matter where you're going.
Now, these are in no particular order, so we might be, you know, repeating ourselves. If you forget to get travel insurance before you head off, can you get it while you're when you're there?
I've never actually had this question before, but I did look it up. And the answer is yes, you can. But a lot of the time, travel insurance companies will impose a 3-day waiting period before the insurance policy kicks in, and that's to stop somebody being the victim of an accident
taking out
travel insurance
and then going
oh my lord, I've been the victim of an accident, but luckily I've got cover. So if you are away and you feel like you need travel insurance, that means you haven't been listening to us because we've been saying you should have travel insurance, but you can take it out. But generally speaking, it won't cover you for the first 3 days after you take the policy out. So that's just be aware of that.
My 82-year-old mum is planning to travel to Canada this summer. Is there a better insurance company for her to use? She normally buys multi-trip, but told by agent she can only buy single trip. Is this because of her age?
Absolutely. There's a huge problem with age discrimination when it comes to travel insurance. And an awful lot of travel insurance providers will be perfectly happy to take your money up until the age of 70, 72, 73. And then you might reach the age of 74 and they'll go, yeah, no, we don't want your business anymore. And the number of companies that will offer travel insurance to people who are in their 70s falls and get smaller and smaller and smaller. Now, there are some out there that
do that. And as a result, the price goes up and up.
The premiums will go up.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, obviously, the travel insurance companies just look at the cold, hard numbers and they say, well, you're statistically more likely to fall ill if you're X age than you are if you're Y age, so we're going to charge appropriately. But then when you hit older ages, 80, 81, 82, it becomes almost impossible or extremely difficult to take out travel insurance. And this is something that Age Action Ireland has been campaigning about and complaining about for a long time. So what I would suggest to this listener is they go to the Age Action Ireland website and they have a list of the companies that offer travel insurance to older people.
Great advice.
Because it's simply unfair to say to a fit and healthy 80 or 81-year-old who wants to go to visit her family in Canada that, you know, we're not going to let you go because you don't have travel insurance.
And just to reiterate the importance of holiday insurance, because if you are in Canada and you fall ill, America, it could cost you a fortune.
Well, like if you fall ill in America, it can be absolutely ruinous. And we all know how vigorously American healthcare providers chase the money. So if you have a mild heart attack in America and you don't have health insurance and you're in hospital for 3 days, you could be down €70,000. Or if you become seriously ill and you're 3 or 4 weeks in a hospital in the United States, you're talking about a bill that will quickly amount up to hundreds of thousands of euros, and they will hound you until they get the money. So for the sake of the 120 quid or 140 quid that a travel insurance policy will cost for a whole year for a family, it's absolute madness that people don't take it out.
Okay. And that's, you've just mentioned it there, but you can say it again. So for a year to take out holiday insurance for a family, it's about 100.
It depends. I mean, anywhere from 100 to 200 quid.
Right. Hello, Conor and Ray. Is the J1 insurance for a student going to work and travel in the USA this summer, or is there anything extra one should have? All advice very welcome, please, just to be covered for the stuff.
Well, I mean, when you take out the J1, you have to take out
health insurance.
You have insurance protecting you should you fall ill. But as I say, for the peace of mind, that should cover you, that should be sufficient. And for an awful lot of people, that's what they go with. They have a particular type of insurance that's linked to their J1 package, and that's all they need. And fingers crossed, that's all they need.
Why would they need something extra?
Peace of mind. And it's no more than that.
So what's excluded?
I don't know that. I don't know what the
limitations
are, because every single travel insurance policy has a different set of limitations. So I'm not sure what the excesses are, but I would look at them closely and say, well, you know, worst case scenario, what could happen? And I tend to be a catastrophist. So I would say if it was my child, I'd go, well, listen, I might spend an extra 100 quid just to give myself the peace of mind that we do. If I need to get my child home in a hurry, yes, I can do that because I have the insurance. But that's just me. The insurance.
You're in the right job.
They have the policy. What they have is probably enough.
Yeah. Is it better to have health and travel insurance with the same company?
It doesn't make a blind bit of difference. And that's the truth. Because a lot of, like for instance, VHI will sell health insurance and they'll also sell travel insurance. You can have your health insurance with VHI and you can have your travel insurance
with
the AA.
And do you get a deal? If they might offer
you a small discount. Okay. But the reality is that a lot of the time when you're taking out travel insurance, they ask you, do you have health insurance? And if the answer to that question is yes, it doesn't matter what provider you're with. You're getting a discount for having health insurance.
Yes.
The health insurance will cover you to a point. What the health insurance or what the European Health Insurance Card, which is another thing that's worth mentioning, don't cover you for are curtailment or cancellations or indeed criminality or if you're the victim of crime.
Okay. Hopefully that was helpful. Thanks so much. And we'll be delving into your wealth of knowledge on another subject next week.
Thanks a lot, Ray.
Thanks, Connor. That's it from us. Sarah and Cormac are on the way on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your sunny Sunday evening.
It's the Ray Monday, Jersey
Monday, Show Monday, 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 Monday.